Well, Coach Fiesel, a tough loss, really. Mulberry Grove was able to come out hot right from the get-go, and it just seemed like couldn't get good looks at the basket, couldn't get anything to fall, and had some uncharacteristic turnovers to start things off. Mulberry Grove went on the run, and just seemed like you guys were playing chase the cat the whole time then.
Yeah, that game was lost in the first half. I mean, we scored 15 points the first half, and we ended up with 61. It's just the way we – it's just right now, it's the way we are. It just doesn't surprise me. You know, I mean, Mulberry's a nice team. They played well tonight on their home floor. And we didn't handle the excitement of the moment very well for the first 16 minutes. And then I thought we pretty well dictated the whole second half the way we wanted to. I mean, yeah, we had to get up and guard, but that's the way you do it in the National Trail. We guard you hard. And we're going to expend a lot of fouls. And I don't know, our boys played well. We were just a little scattered. Our communication from the bench to the court was not very good. And we had a lot of miscues over that. And not running our sets right, you know, it was just being excited.
Of course, had a lot of situations where, yeah, like you said, communication on the floor even didn't seem to be there. As we saw Hartman able to hit a couple of threes from the left corner where he was left alone, and then situations where there wasn't communication in transition where they were able to get sub-released and they were able to find him on the end of a long pass. So not only that, but just there were times where defensive rebounding was good, and then other times where it just didn't seem like anybody was around the basket for you.
No, you got to – We gave effort at times rebounding, but not the effort you got to give. And anytime I see an open layup in a varsity basketball game, it just makes me ill. I just can't take that because it should never happen. It shouldn't happen if you're paying attention. But these guys still, I mean, I'm not down on them a bit. We got to, I don't mind losing as long as we lose running our stuff right and not have something silly like communication and looking over at the bench of what I want. That's correctable errors that can be corrected and should have been corrected a long time ago. I've got seniors on that floor that know better than what, you know, to look out there and make sure you look over at me at every time so we get something ran. And, it's okay. It's not okay to lose, but this team's we're gonna win a lot of games. We're gonna take some losses like this. We're gonna fight our tails off and lose by five. You know, and I told everybody, Mulberry's, they're organized, they're seniors, they've taken their lumps over the years, and now they're going to give them, and that's the way it's going to be.
Of course, now with the way that the three-way tiebreaker shook out, you know, still had a possible path to the championship, but then, you know, when it came out, it turns out with the points allowed, points scored, and all that, Maryville Christian got the berth in the championship, so it puts you guys in the third place game against South Central. So, you know, always know that a matchup could come with them in this tournament since they got back into it, and always a battle with you guys. They're coming off of a 1-point loss and a heartbreaking loss there, so you know that they're going to be scrappy and coming out ready to fight. But at the same time, your boys, you can tell at the end there, they were hungry and they were ready to go. So it's going to be a battle.
It will be. We just got to get rested. I mean, we spent a lot of energy. We had to take Lowell out with 2 minutes left. I know that probably looks silly going to offense. My point guard's out, but he was done. He couldn't go any farther. And so, but no, it's all right. It's, you know, you'd a lot rather not play somebody that you're going to probably see, you know, at least once the regular season, and you're going to see them again in the tournament maybe, and even the regional. It's nice to stay away from them, but we'll go play. We'll be right here ready to go and see what happens.
Of course, they're a team where they have those starters back, so you know what Markley's going to bring to the table, and you know what Bergman and Heaston and Nielsen, how he stepped up last year, so you know what those guys are going to bring to the table. And with you guys having so many new players, though, are there still some aspects of your game, though, that South Central hasn't seen that you're thinking, all right, let's throw this at them because they don't know these new guys yet?
Yeah, I mean, you just take this team right here of mine, and we shot 17% the first half. You shoot this team at 40%, and we're right in this ball game, maybe be beating you. And we've had quarters like that. First game we played against Mount Olive, second quarter, we were lights out, 25 points in that quarter. So that's the aspect that I think if we ever get to the point where this team doesn't come into these lulls of scoring, that's going to be an aspect of what we've seen so far. And then you got to deal with us of our quickness, our defensive pressure, plus we're scoring. But this team's going to have lulls in scoring, and boy, they really hurt us that first half. I didn't expect to have two quarters. One I could expect, but two back-to-back was rough, you know. So we'll see. We'll be here, ready to go, and hope for the best here with this group.